Star 102, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Baby, we're doing well. It's almost Dingus Day. Days away. We can't wait.
I can't wait either. It's one of my favorite days of the year.
It gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger every single year, and we love talking to you about it, so we appreciate you joining the show.
Absolutely. I'm happy to be here.
So somebody that doesn't know what Dingus Day is or means, tell us.
Absolutely. So Dingus Day, also known as Schmingus Dingus in Poland, is Wet Monday. It's a traditional Polish holiday celebrating the end of Lent and, you know, really the joy of Easter. But here in Cleveland, it's really become one of the largest neighborhood events. It's bringing people together to celebrate all of their Eastern European heritage. And, of course, you know, plenty of polka and piwo and pierogi throughout the community. So it's just a really fun day, lots of things for people to do and to come out to Gordon Square.
For people that maybe haven't checked it out and they're thinking about going down there this year, give us some of the events. I know you have some new things going on this year too.
Yeah, we have tons of great things going on at the festival grounds. We've got Kishka's Beer Heaven tent and new Aflight Cleveland wine tent. We also have an art and craft market that's going to be open down West 58th. Throughout the day, we have live music with the Chardon Polka Band, the Don Wattila Band, the Grammy-nominated Alex Meissner Band is coming to the stage. Of course, there's also the Miss Dingus Day pageant at 5 p.m. These six Polish women will be competing, you know, for the highest honor of the day. They've got to make a Dingus Day haiku. There's a pierogi eating contest, Polish trivia. And then once we crown a new queen, she'll kick off the official accordion parade at 6 p.m. down Detroit Avenue. So really just a ton of fun things to check out. We'll also have our new Dingus Day Pivo that was brewed with Sibling Revelry, specifically for Dingus Day, and at the festival grounds is the only place you'll be able to get it this year.
How many pierogies do you have to eat to win that contest? You know, I'm thinking to myself, like,
there was a debate as to how many we should have. You know?
Yeah, so I just think to myself.
We're going with four.
Okay.
Whoever can eat four pierogies the fastest.
There you go, four pierogies. I was wondering if it was how many in an allotted time, or it was a number, so at four, the quickest. That makes sense. All right.
Yeah, pierogies can be pretty heavy, so we tried to make it a little simple.
See, that's a good call. That's a good call.
So this all sounds awesome. There's so much information and even more stuff you didn't talk about. If we want to know more, where do we go?
Go to clevelanddingus.com. There's a schedule for every neighborhood. We have a ton of supporting bars in the different neighborhoods, free lolly trolley that'll bring you to the fairgrounds all day. You can also follow us or like us on Facebook, and we're constantly posting updates about the event there.